Hare Krishna, we'd like to welcome all of you to Goloka Dham. We are very happy that you have come. We are starting an amazing retreat. This is the second Bhakti Immersion Retreat. Last year was the first one. It's a retreat that we are doing in Goloka Dham in collaboration with the Swiss Yatra. Buddhists from Switzerland are very much involved in helping us for this festival. And yeah, this year we have very, very amazing speakers, especially Swami Satchinandana Swami, Haripash Prabhu, and Swayam Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj. So all of them are very, very amazing speakers. I think we have many, many events in ISKCON at the moment which are Kirtan based, and this is very much a Katha base where we will actually hear a lot from the scripture. And yeah, those three speakers are very, very deep devotees, and with their blessings and their inspiration, we will be able to immerse ourselves deeper. Like Satchinandana Swami, when he came, he said, this is the Bhakti Immersion Retreat. It means we want to touch deeper than where we usually are able to reach. So we are starting, we are all a little bit shaky from struggle, from organization, I'm also shaky, and we will have actually many, many more devotees. We are expecting over 200 in the middle of Saturday, Sunday, so please enjoy the space around you at the moment, and next day it will be much more squeezed.
Hare Krishna. Let me just start that I'm really, really very happy that we can have this type of new concept of a retreat, and I'm so grateful that our Keshava Maharaj has agreed to come, and our Haripashad Prabhu as well. You may not yet know him in Europe unless you are a frequent user of, you know, the various platform on the internet. He will nourish us in a very significant ways. I have seen one or two videos of him, and was just very happy that there is such a Vaishnav. What we will do now is to have a little tune-in session. I will explain the idea of the retreat and then ask both Keshava Maharaj and Haripashad Prabhu to share with us their seminars, what they wish to present, and perhaps already give some recommendations to you. Then at the end of that session, I will give a little bit, make an exercise, a sankalpa building exercise that helps us to, yeah, have something like an inner orientation, an inner guide, so to say, that will guide us through the retreat, and then we will conclude for now. Let me first give some general idea of this retreat. I'm a little bit Gaurari said it so nice in his way, enjoy the space for now. I personally don't enjoy that the devotees are late, but they may be very busy with other things. So what I will say now is, I think it is important for everyone, but I will be able to repeat it a little later into the retreat. First of all, I think all of us have been to many programs, we have listened to many lectures, we have read many books, starting with the ones written by Srila Prabhupada and There are many other books. And perhaps some of us are still wondering, when is the transformation happening? When will I actually change so significantly that a sinner will turn into a saint, a caterpillar into a butterfly, a piece of coal into a glittering diamond? We may still wonder, when will this happen? And perhaps some of us have become bitter and filed 1,000 complicated complaints in court against God. It has not yet happened. The promises of the tradition have not been realized by me. So, knowing about this situation, some of us, Purijam, Prabhu, others, have thought, what could we offer to the devotees? And we came up with immersive retreats where we try to create an atmosphere which is different than an atmosphere on festival days. An atmosphere which is going into the depths. An atmosphere where each one of us can perhaps touch a little bit divinity and feel the blessings of this effort. At the same time, today I would like to say, speak about the other dimension of a retreat. Yes, it goes, you could call it the vertical direction, where we want to go up and down at the same time. But we are doing this in the association of devotees, and this is a horizontal position. If you think of a cross, maybe, then you have this beam, or a wooden beam, it goes down and up, and then you have also a horizontal beam. My dear devotees, there is an interesting verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Yasyat yat sangati pungso manivats yat satat gunaha svakula ridayai tato dhiman svayutam eva sangshayat. It means, one will attain the qualities of the person with whom he associates, just as a crystal takes up the color of the object next to it. Therefore, the wise man will take shelter of those who have qualities like his own for the prosperity of his svakula, his own family, his own people, so to say. So, I think the analogy is very clear. You take up the a crystal takes up the colors of an object placed before it. For instance, a red hibiscus flower. You have seen this when you drank hibiscus tea, and you had a photo of the flower on the tea package. There is a red flower about this color. And when placed next to a crystal, the crystal all of a sudden gets red. This is happening when you have proper association with devotees. What type of devotees? Well, these devotees should have the same orientation as you. On a retreat, we think that there are, or it is clear, there are devotees who go there to make progress. Now, Jiva Goswami says this verse makes clear the power of association with like-minded persons. But there is a great difference. When you have a crystal or a jewel and you bring the hibiscus flower, the color is staying there only very briefly. It's an impermanent thing which happens when the hibiscus flower is taken away, perhaps to be put into a flower vase or so, the crystal will again revert back to its whitish color. However, devotee association, when it is done properly with like-minded devotees, leaves a permanent impression. What that permanent impression is, Jiva Goswami explains also, but it is something for our ongoing good, this devotee association. Jiva Goswami says, why so? Well, in the devotee association, you can get the bhakti lata bija, the seed of bhakti, which grows into a full plant, fully developed plant of bhakti and reaches the lotus feet of Krishna. That's something permanent, that's something eternal, that's something, you know, the achievement is something which stays with you. Some of you, or most of you, I suppose, have already the seed of bhakti, but even if you haven't, the devotee association in which hearing and chanting goes on will nourish that seed so that it will not cripple and dry out, but it will move on. Two permanent results. It will move on or grow on, I wanted to say. The Hari Bhakti Shuddhadaya, in order to stress really the permanent a benefit of association, gives an example which some of you might blush when you hear it. If a man is potent, this refers to the virility of a man, and a woman is not diseased, then by their conjunction there will be conception. A child will be there, a permanent thing. The child will grow up, will become a man, and perhaps even most probably even make another family, and in this way we as the human race will multiply. So we have a chance here to make this association into something where a permanent spiritual result will be there. Something that will not go away when we leave the project on Monday and go back to our ordinary activities. Something which could be even a starting point or an impetus for improved practice of our Krishna consciousness with improved results which satisfy our heart and our souls and those who are around us and will benefit from our own enthusiasm which has been resplendished. To do this, this is the idea of the retreat, and therefore we have and invited such exalted speakers as are visible to your eyes, because really, how long do you still want to pass by the treasure of gold that lies within you? Or how long do you want to pass by that mine of jewels that is in you and which you have not yet claimed, you have not yet taken the jewels? How long do you think you can maintain a sincere spiritual practice without a permanent spiritual purification and also, dare I say it, spiritual experiences in your life? So that's a little bit the idea. It's a high-fetched idea. I know it goes up to the bulb and beyond. It is not a small undertaking. I myself am aware of this great undertaking and the sublime nature of it. And I would not be confident to give this retreat alone. We need these devotees to make it happen. And therefore, yes, it also requires a little bit from us, but that comes later when we do our Sankalpa building exercise. For now, I would like to perhaps request our Hari Parshad Prabhu, because he is the first time with us here in Germany. And I request you to introduce the subject matter of your presentations here with us. And welcome, welcome, welcome. I also want to officially welcome you with this beautiful chatter. It is from Srila Prabhupada's Murti in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And it is a red color, in other words, a grihastha, and beautiful and brown. It is for you. And it's also very cold here.
Hare Krishna. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripam tamaham vande shri gurum dina taranam paramananda madhavam shri krishna chaitanya. Thank you very much, dear devotees, for kindly assembling here. My sincere thanks to Sri Srimad Sachinandan Swami Maharaj for kindly organizing this wonderful retreat. Many years ago, Maharaj said something to me. This was the first time I met him in Govardhan retreat. He immediately caught my hand and said, Hari Parshad, have you built your tree house? So I said, Maharaj, I am born in India. We don't have that concept here. But can you please explain to me what is a tree house? So he said, all German kids, they must build a tree house. So a tree house is a space where a kid goes to spend some time alone and takes only those people who are dear most to him, dear devotees. So he said, you should always retreat into your tree house from time to time and find some private space with your Ishta Devatas, with your Gurujanas, with the holy name. And then I understood what is the concept of a tree house. So my vision of this retreat is that Maharaj has built a tree house for all of us so that we can retreat into the tree house with like-minded devotees. And I feel very like-minded to Maharaj, because just as Maharaj arrived, the first thing he said is, I was writing a book for 3 months and it felt like a prisoner. And now that I have finished the last sentence, I can imagine how that felt. That last sentence must have been so relieving. Then he said, I feel like a prisoner has been set free. So I felt in my heart the same, because I have also just finished writing a book before I came here, Maharaj. So I can empathize and I can also feel your joy. But many congratulations, Maharaj, for kindly finishing another book. We'll be very excited to see when it comes out, and I'm sure it is decorated with beautiful artwork.
Yes.
And I'm sure it will be very nourishing to all the devotees. Dear devotees, I would also like to extend my sincerest thanks to His Holiness Swayam Bhagwan Keshav Maharaj for kindly being present here. We are getting introduced for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure this is the beginning of a new relationship. Dadati prati grihnati guhyam akhyati prichyati bhunkte bhojayate chaiva shadvidam priti lakshanam. So thank you so much, Maharaj, for kindly inspiring me to speak here by your presence. I am inspired to speak. And thank you to all of you for kindly being present here. Between the speaker and the audience is certainly more important. Because if on a particular day the speaker doesn't arrive, somebody else will be appointed as the speaker. But if on a particular day the audience doesn't arrive, what will the speakers do? Prabhupada said we could speak to the walls, but that is inspiring for some time. Hence proved that between the speaker and the audience, it is the audience which is more important. All of you here are present today as the audience. My sincere thanks to all of you, because all of you are the main reason for the success of this retreat, dear devotees. Thank you so much for kindly being present here today. The topic that I wish to present is Sri Rupa Goswami Shikharini. And Shikharini is a special term that Sri Rupa Goswami uses. I will try to introduce this term and I will try to speak something from Sri Rupa Goswami. But before I start speaking, I would like to introduce the presentation. Dear devotees, Sri Rupa Goswami has written a beautiful verse for all of you. He has written specifically a verse for all of you Vaishnava audience, and I would like to sing that verse for all of you. But dear devotees, I need some help from all of you. Will all of you sing after me?
Yes.
Alright. Because Prabhupada said, chant and be happy. But if we chant in association of devotees, the happiness increases multifold. So I request all of you to sing with me a verse of glorification. Srila Rupa Goswami is drawing a beautiful painting of an ocean, dear devotees. You can see the ocean and the full moon. And because of the full moon, the ocean is swelling in the night. Sri Rupa Goswami wants us to keep this picture in our heart. And he composes a beautiful verse, dear devotees. I'll sing this verse. This verse is in the same tune as Jagannath Ashtakam. I'll try to sing. Please repeat after me.
Gavirupyashrantam duradhigam paro pinatara. Aharyam maryadam dadadapi hare raspadamapi.
Aharyam maryadam dadadapi hare
raspadamapi. Sadam stoma brahmanyudayadi samagre sthagayitum.
Dear devotees, Sri Rupa Goswami is drawing a painting of the ocean. Let's keep this painting in our hearts. And he says the ocean has a few important qualities. Gabhiraha. Is the ocean deep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ashrantam. Is the ocean restless?
Yes.
Dur adhigama paro. Is the ocean difficult to cross?
Yes.
Nitaram aharyam maryadam. And usually the ocean doesn't cross its boundaries. And dear devotees, he asks another question. Harer aspadam api. Is the ocean a residence place of Sri Hari? Yes. Sri Hari resides in the ocean. Now, dear devotees, but he says, but as soon as the full moon arises over the ocean is unable to maintain its boundaries. The ocean's waters spill over due to the presence of the full moon. Now, why am I quoting this verse here? There is a reason. Because, dear devotees, similar are all of you. All the devotees are just like the ocean. Are the devotees gabhira, very deep in their hearts? Yes or no?
Yes.
Please don't be humble, say yes. Are all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very deep in their hearts?
Yes.
Are they always feeling turbulence in their heart due to separation from Krishna?
Yes.
Is it difficult to reach the other end of their hearts, dear devotees?
Yes.
But still, they maintain boundaries of Vaidhi Bhakti, regulated devotional service every day in their lives. And are the devotees of Lord Krishna a resting place of Lord Krishna?
Yes.
But still, when the full moon like Krishna Chandra appears within their hearts, the devotees are unable to contain themselves any longer. They forget these boundaries of rules and regulations. Suddenly, tears flow from their eyes. They forget these rules and regulations, and all the symptoms of ecstasy are manifest in the association, all of you, dear devotees. So, dear devotees, all of you are exactly like the ocean. Dear devotees, Sri Rupa Goswami glorifies the audience. Thank you so much, dear devotees, for being the perfect audience for this presentation. I could have given this presentation in a university where all the professors would be sitting like this. But what I need is an audience like all of you. All of you are the perfect audience who can help me in my quest for relishing Sri Rupa Goswami Shikharini. Now the question arises, what is Shikharini? And Sri Rupa Goswami introduces the Shikharini for all of us. Dear devotees, the Shikharini is a wonderful drink that they prepare in Jagannath Puri and many other places in India. This drink is named Shikharini. Sri Rupa Goswami says, all of us have to learn how to become good drunkards, dear devotees. It's important to know how to drink, because unless we become good drunkards, it is not possible for us to feel the intoxication of Sri Krishna Bhakti Ras. But this drinking should not take place from the mouth. This drinking has to take place from the ears. Dear devotees, would all of you like to drink Shikharini after Shikharini after Shikharini? As I try to bring one serving after another serving after another serving of these Shikharinis from the collection of Sri Rupa Goswami and all the previous Acharyas. So, you are not in expert hands, but still I will try to make some Shikharinis for you. But I will first try to introduce what is Shikharini. Sri Rupa Goswami himself introduces Shikharini in the first verse of the Vidagdha Madhava. Shikharini, a wonderful cooling drink. Now here it is difficult to appreciate a cooling drink because it's already very cool. So let's just call it a refreshing drink, a very refreshing drink. Because back in India, I was very much appreciating Shikharini. Then I came here and realized the weather is not so suitable for Shikharinis. But still Sri Rupa Goswami wants to introduce Shikharinis. And I would like to specify this verse. Dear devotees, kindly sing after me.
Sudhanam chandrenam api madhuri monma adadamane.
Sudhanam chandrenam api madhuri monma adadamane.
Dadhana radha de pranaya ghana sarai suravita. Santapodgama Vishama Samsara Sarane
Samantha Santapodgama
प्रणीतां ते तृष्णां हरतु हरिलीला शिखरिणी श्री रूप गोस्वामी सेज आई एम ब्रिंगिंग हरी लीला शिखरिणी माय शिखरिणी ड्रिंक इज मेड आउट ऑफ हरी लीला सो श्री रूप गोस्वामी सेज आई विल बी राइटिंग वर्सेज आफ्टर वर्सेज एंड ईच वर्स इज लाइक अ शिखरिणी ऑल यू हैव टू डू इज यू हैव टू ड्रिंक देम आर यू विलिंग टू ड्रिंक दिस शिखरिणीज डियर डिवोटीज आई प्रॉमिस यू आई एम गिविंग यू अ प्रॉमिस इफ यू मैनेज टू ड्रिंक यू विल फील इंटॉक्सिकेटेड So I'm taking a big responsibility upon myself. But I'm able to promise because I know that the Shikharinis are having that capability, the potency to put all of you in intoxication. Let us laugh together. Let us sing together. Let us have various amazing Shikharinis, dear devotees. Let us get drunk on the Shikharinis, forget the material world for a few days. So what is the Shikharini? He says, Sudhanam Chandrinam. Api Madhuri Mon Madad Damani. Usually Rupa Goswami is very humble. But in this verse, he is displaying the opposite quality. He is saying, My Shikharini is Damani. It will happily suppress and defeat the beautiful sweetness of the nectarian moon. The sweetness of the moon, the cooling effect of the moon will be defeated by my Shikharini. He says, My Shikharini is also fragrant. How is it fragrant? Ghanasar. Ghanasar refers to camphor. Sri Rupa Goswami's favorite fragrance is camphor. So he says, Radhadi Pranaya Ghanasare. I have added the camphor of Srimati Radharani's love in all these verses. Dear devotees, Samantat Santapod Gama Vishama Samta Sansara Sarani. All of you might have been walking for many lives on the blazing paths of the material world. Are all of you tired by walking, dear devotees? Yes. Would you like to cool down?
Yes.
Permanently? Yes. Dear devotees, Sri Rupa Goswami will give you Shikharini. Please accept this Shikharini, become intoxicated, and forget everything else in life, dear devotees. Raso vaisaha, rasam hi eva labdhva anandi bhavati. Shri Krishna is rasa himself, and only on obtaining rasa will all of us become happy. So dear devotees, Sri Rupa Goswami is presenting rasas to all of us. We will try to relish various rasas in these few days. And I am blessed because of the association of Maharaj. Usually it is said, if I would alone give this presentation, it would be impossible to do this. But I have the strength of a great personality sitting beside me. Two great personalities sitting beside me. Asajjanaha sajjana sangi sangat. Karoti dusyadhyam api hasadhyam. Pushpashraya chambu shirodhirudha. Pipilika chumbati chandra bimbam. Dear devotees, is it possible for an ant to touch the moon? No, it's not possible. Somebody said yes, but they know the secret. All right. No cheating allowed. Usually, an ant like myself cannot touch the moon. But when that ant takes shelter of a flower, and that flower is offered on the head of Lord Shiva. Even then, ant can manage to touch the moon because the moon is directly on the head of Lord Shiva. So I am like that ant and I have two wonderful flowers in the movement of Srila Prabhupada's movement. I will take shelter of them and somehow I will try to touch the moon in these presentations, dear devotees. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Welcome all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So it's so wonderful to be here. Thank you, Hari Parshad Prabhu, for a wonderful introduction. And of course, thank you to His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. Actually, I'm a gate crusher. I called Maharaj very late some weeks ago, and I had heard about the retreat and the topics, and I said, Maharaj, I'd like to come, but I'd just be happy to hear and listen. And of course, Maharaj lovingly brought me in and to do some service. But I'm very happy. I do my small service for you in the morning, and then I'll have the rest of the day to listen. So Maharaj has kindly asked me to share something every morning with all of you. So I was thinking what we could share. Hari Parishad Prabhu was talking about tree houses and Germany and India and no conception of tree houses in India. I want to ask all of you a question. When I say the word India, what images come to your mind? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Anyone? When I say India, what comes to your mind?
Vrindavan,
yes, thank you. First thing that comes to a devotee's mind is Vrindavan. Yes, anything else? What else does India remind you of?
Mahabharata,
yes. Mahabharata, the great history of India. Yes, what else?
Om,
yes, the sign Om, the land of spirituality, the land of culture, yes. Srila Prabhupada, yes, who came from India, who was the ambassador of Vrindavan.
No fixed prices.
Yeah. Yeah, and along with that, we could say corruption and other such nefarious business dealings. Anything else? Sorry?
Kurukshetra.
Kurukshetra. Okay, yeah.
Experience of mercy,
grace, a place which is overflowing, yeah.
Monkeys.
Cows,
yes. Yes, India conjures up so many images. Actually, one English writer says, India is the land of extremes. So in India, you have the highest mountains, but then you also have the hottest deserts. In India, you can have the loudest environment, isn't it? There's no sound system like a sound system in India. But then in that same India, you can experience incredible peace, incredible serenity, incredible stillness. In India, there is extreme generosity, but there can also be extreme corruption as well. India really is the land of extremes. And India is also the extreme because it seems as though India is situated within the material world. But at the same time, India is also encompassing a completely different dimension. Because in India we have hundreds, if not thousands, of tirthas. All of you have heard the word tirtha. Tirtha means a bridge. It means a crossing place. It means an entrance point. It means a portal. So in India we have all of these tirthas, these holy places which are a connection point to the eternal reality, an entrance to eternity. And everyone has their favorite holy places. But for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our cherished destination, the place which holds the most dear thoughts and memories and feelings within our heart, the place which each of us are trying to navigate ourselves back to is Vrindavan. We are all trying to go back to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is said to be the source of all holy places. Just like Krishna is the source of all incarnations, Vrindavan is the source of all holy places. And it's said that every other tirtha in India or in the Holy Land is ultimately offering us a gift in order to help us navigate ourselves to Vrindavan. And so It is said, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the Navadip Mahatmya, he says, in Kali Yuga, the main holy place is Navadvip Dham. So Navadvip Dham will become more and more revealed in Kali Yuga. He says in Dvapara Yuga, the main holy place, anyone know what the main holy place was considered to be in Dvapara Yuga? He says, he's quoting the Tantras actually, and he says Naimisharanya. Naimisharanya was said to be the foremost of holy places. In Treta Yuga, he says the foremost of holy places was Pushkar, the place where Lord Brahma accepted his residence. But actually what he says is in Satya Yuga, the main holy place which held a great prominence was Kurukshetra. And that prominence of Kurukshetra remained through the ages and remains even today. And this week, this weekend, what we'll try to do is walk towards Vrindavan, as the Gaudiyas are doing. This is their life mission. But what we'll try to do is we'll try to stop at Kurukshetra. Just for 4 or 5 days. Don't worry, you don't have to stay in Kurukshetra, but you may want to after you hear. And we're going to enter the sacred land of Kurukshetra. And we're going to try to understand what lessons Kurukshetra can teach us as we began to really try to bring Vrindavan within our hearts. Kurukshetra, we can say, we can see it broadly in three ways. Kurukshetra, first and foremost, we may see as a place of battle, isn't it? Kurukshetra is what we call a yuddha kshetra. It's a place of war, it's a place of battle. But Kurukshetra can also be seen as a dharma kshetra. It's a place of religiosity, it's a place of dharma, it's a place where Krishna established the best way in which one can live. But not just that, Kurukshetra can also be seen as the place of separation. Therefore, Kurukshetra can also be seen as a viraha kshetra, a place of separation. So what we're going to look at this weekend is how Kurukshetra, the place of war, the place of dharma, and the place of separation can teach us something amazing in our endeavors to go back to Vrindavan and re-enter that playground of God. And so, with the permission of Maharaj and the permission of Hari Parshad Prabhu, I'm very happy they're here, because as we present in the morning, we'll be nourished also by their insights and their edifications of whatever we try to present. And I hope you'll take away some inspirational points on your journey through this world. Hare Krishna.
It's new. I hope this. I think the size will fit. It's very warm.
I guess. So, Hare Krishna. That's so nice. Thank you, Hari Parshad Prabhu and Maharaj. I feel so happy to be just in such association where we all have a similar direction in our individual presentations. My dear devotees, before anything, it is very good to set an intention, because the cause of doing something, why I'm doing something, will be present in the effect. When I enter an undertaking with the right spirit, in the effect, that is the result or the outcome of my undertaking, I will see this cause. To give you an example, when you do a classical parikrama, a circumambulation of a holy place, then it is usually advised that in the beginning, before you even start to seriously do your walk, you ask for strength to complete it, like Rajmanda Parikram. You are requested to take a bath in Mathura, in the Jamuna, and then you are asked to formulate your Sankalpa. I will try to walk with Krishna's blessings one time around the area of Krishna's pastimes. And even if there are difficulties like harsh weather, thorns could happen, or any type, I will continue it. When you have this intention setting, you will see once a difficulty comes, there is this intention, this sankalpa, which comes, is like a sanskara, a deep impression that comes to your aid and helps you overcome your obstacle. We have this in our tradition, and I think you all have done it. At the moment of initiation, we are asked, so how many rounds will you chant each day, and by which regulations will you lead your life? And then we pronounce something, and there's the sacred fire, there are the deities, there are the Vaishnavas who are witnessing our sacred intention. I want to do this. Chant so many rounds and so on. Observe these guidelines. And then when there are difficulties in your life, you will think, oh, I actually made that intention when I sat on the sacred fire. I said this and I meant it. So let me keep it up as good as I can. No? This intention setting is very, very important. Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer, would, before he entered the ring of another sport event, you know, he would shout, "I'm the greatest." He set his mind on winning the boxing game, and he usually was successful. It is known in all fields of undertaking, not only the spiritual one, that setting an intention is crucial. In German, is absolute crucial, wichtig to do this. And since we want to not only have a wonderful time, we want to go deep. And I think it will be very easy with two speakers like this. Wow, I will bring my notebook, I know already, because it promises to be very interesting. But it's good if you at the outside, before you start, do this. I have written something down which my old age brain has forgotten. See, the power or the possibilities, let us speak decently, of going on a retreat is really that you touch the spiritual you become more, and you become empowered in your Krishna consciousness, or get new strengths. For this, but you have to be careful. We have left the world, but Allah, the world has not left all of us. It's right in your pocket, in the form of your mobile telephone or mobile distraction machine. It's a direct connection with what you do, with the people and so on. And if you wish to be a little bit more free, to be untethered and unchained in your progress, then I request the following of you. Full participation, a culture of respect and service to be maintained, and minimizing distractions. Full participation. There is the Mangal Arati. We start early. Maybe tomorrow you want to rest a little bit more, because after all you just came and you just made it. I feel like someone who just, where am I? I just stumbled here in. Then we have a guided japa session where one after the other, Keshava Maharaj, myself, Hari Parshad, will guide you. We will talk about this. My dear lecturers, I will give you some ideas how to, because the devotees need to finish their rounds. There is a schedule which has ample time, free time, but there are a few presentations where we request you to be present. That is the morning lecture by Keshava Maharaj, then the morning, second session in the morning. Please help me, Guru Hari.
11 to 1.
Sorry?
11 o'clock.
11 to 1. O'clock to 1. That will take place here in the temple. We will get refreshing insight into Rupa Goswami's thought and working and teaching. I'm not yet 100% sure, that's why I want to be there on time and to really catch everything. Then there is also something in the afternoon. You will find it in the on the retreat schedule. Guru Hari, what was there in the afternoon?
I can tell you right now.
Yeah. Something which is optional.
It's actually not every day. In the afternoon, we have mainly on Saturday, we were planning Holi, but we have to see also how the weather goes.
The weather is, yeah.
And Sunday we had question answers.
Question and answers we have there. That is a little optional. And then in the evening, we have a Krishna Katha session, remembering Krishna.
And bhajan.
And bhajans. Oh yeah, oh, very important. We start at 6 o'clock with Vrindavan bhajans by Syamananda Prabhu and Radha Manjari, so that we are really absorbing the most. So full participation is one thing. Maintain, please, a culture of service to each other, respect, because then the exchanges are extremely pleasing and nourishing for you. And finally, what was that? Yes, minimize distraction. I do not know, because we have not announced it, but there are some retreats, and I will give such retreats in the future, where I will request that the mobile telephones will be locked somewhere, first for a day. People like this very much after a day. We won't do this here because I would have had. We don't want to. You should be just very happy to be here and no demands on you. So, but try to minimize distractions. In some retreats, it is like this, that you are requested to not speak about what you do outside of a retreat. If you are a programmer, you're not speaking about programming. If you are a car driver, you are not speaking about your cars. Or if you are a football fan, like some of us, you are not allowed to repeat the results of the game yesterday between Madrid and Barcelona. I am well informed. Because the idea is to unplug from the material world during this time, to minimize distractions. So minimize distraction. You will see there is more capacity in you free, which is not occupied by the distractions, so that you can receive much more and understand it much more and have the intelligence to catch the subtle points. They won't fly by you. So this is very, very nice. But let's take it a little bit step by step. We will now start something. It's a group exercise. I will request you, if you do the, everyone has a piece of paper, will we distribute it then?
We have prepared but not yet distributed.
We will distribute now a piece of paper for you. If you, it will be a little writing exercise for a few minutes. If you like to write on your mobile telephone, which most of you will do, then please do so. During this writing exercise, we will ask you to prime yourself a little bit, to tune yourself into going on a retreat. And Prahlad, please give to everyone. It will help you a little bit to arrive and be more present during this retreat. It will help you to dig a little bit, come to your intention. And after this, I will request you to turn around to the deities, and we will all face the deities and sing a little kirtan, and then we will be done for this evening. Oh no, I didn't introduce my topic. Maybe. Yes, I can do it while everyone distributes. Have you heard about the monarch? Harimasan, you remember me. I have the habit to ask such a disturbing question. Monarch, what's a monarch? Well, there is a butterfly. He's called the monarch, and he can't tolerate the Canadian winter. So at the outside of the winter, he starts to fly up, and he catches a particular wind. It is called a jet stream. And riding on the jet stream, he somehow flies all the way to Florida, where he spends the winter and sunning with the being in the sun with the Indian and the German tourists. You know, it's nice and warm there. The monarch butterfly, he knows how to catch a wind that moves him on. Hearing the holy name, and hearing about Krishna, these two together form a wind, a current in the air that can carry everyone to Krishna. And in the evening sessions, remembering Krishna, we will do this. We will hear about Krishna's pastimes from Gopachampu, we will hear from the Bhagavatam, and I've prepared something from various sources inspired by His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj. It's on the blanket of Krishna. Krishna wears a blanket. This is a very meaningful article he uses when he goes for cow herding. And so hearing the holy name, chanting the holy name, and then hear and knowing about Krishna, how he is, what is in his mind, how he thinks, what are his pastimes, what he likes, you know, will help us to imbue our chanting with devotional feelings so that we are sure it goes to the right address. So, yes, this is what we will do. Some of you have been in these Krishna Katas. They, let me try it to do in a very, let us say, varied way with different elements in there which are meant to encourage you. Good. Musik, please. I would like to ask you two questions. And then just write down the answers. Are you satisfied at the moment about your spiritual life? Or is there something you would like to improve? Is there perhaps a desire to move to your next level? Is there perhaps some not yet fulfilled desire? Or is everything just would you like to be like this until the end of your life? Or is there still something? And the second question is, what do you think you could be doing here on this particular Bhakti Immersion Retreat in order to come closer to your goal? So just do writing. Bhurijan Prabhu always says the main rule is let the pen not stop, or if you type on your mobile telephone, let your fingers not stop, and you will see something comes up. Are the questions clear to you? Would you like to attain something as you move on? Or and what could you perhaps do on this retreat to move in this direction? Shiparal, I also want to do this. Can you give me a pen? So please start now. We only have 4 to 5 minutes for this.
There's a plastic tip. You have to pull off.
Thank you.
Dependent only on your own efforts. You might have written some very, let us say, spiritual, high level desires, but how far can we go on our own steam, with our own strengths, with our own intelligence? There are limitations, natural limitations. However, with Krishna everything is possible. Speakers speak this verse, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, by the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross the mountains, a blind man can see the stars and the sky, and a fool can become an eloquent speaker. The same verse speaks also about the mercy of Krishna. By the mercy of the Madhava, a layman can cross mountains, a blind man can see stars, and a fool can become an eloquent speaker. So by mercy of Guru and Krishna, we can cross our limitations, go further, go where usually we stop and turn around, shrug our shoulders and say, it's hopeless with me. No, with mercy, you don't need to turn around. You are carried on like the monarch. Butterfly, is carried through a jet stream, it's called, I learned today, onwards. So, therefore, let us just chant a little now. I request our speakers, please stay here with me, because for the concluding, we require you. But the rest of you, please turn around to the deities. As Gaura Hari has said, please enjoy the space which is still there.
Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare
Something on the technical side, you please keep your piece of paper. You might like to enrich it with a few more things as you think about it. As you leave, there will be Prahlad Nrisimha on the door and he will collect the pens. Just a little, maybe you want to go already now there, so that when the devotees come, they can give the pens. We are an economical temple here. Good. Before we all leave, I want to request our esteemed guest to just leave you with a thought as you go and take your prasadam afterwards, as you then later proceed to your bed. You might there might be some thought which they wish to share. Hare Krishna. Let us start again with our Hari Pasha Prabhu. Do this? Yes.
So I'm very excited to hear about the separation Leela of Sri Kurukshetra, and I am very excited to enter into Sri Vrindavan.
Yes,
so dear devotees, I hope all of you are very excited to enter into these places.
Yes.
Alright, so if we see the walls on the temple, the walls look good when there are paintings on the walls. So I think each speaker aims to draw a certain painting on the walls of our hearts, and the walls of our hearts will look good if there are good paintings upon it. So my request to all of you is, please come with a clean canvas so that it will be easy for all the speakers here to draw their paintings. We have an expert artist who is going to draw the painting of Sri Kurukshetra, and another very expert artist who is going to draw the paintings of Sri Vrindavan. So dear devotees, please come with a clean canvas slate, and tomorrow we can start drawing, dear devotees. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. So nice. So cultured. So everybody.
Once the Guru and his disciple were walking through Times Square, New York. And as they were walking in the chaos, in the noise, in the madness, the Guru suddenly stopped and he said, "Did you hear that?" He said, "Hear what? So many sounds." And then they walked to the back of one bench, and in the corner, in a very obscure place, there was a small bird who had become injured and was crying for help. So the disciple was completely amazed. He said, "Gurudev, how did you hear in the midst of all of the noise, in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of all of these distractions, how did you hear this faint sound of the bird crying?" And he said, come with me. And then as they walked back into Times Square, he took one coin out of his pocket and he dropped it. And immediately 30 people stopped. Was it my money? Was it my money? And he said to his disciple, we don't just hear with our ears, but ultimately we hear through our hearts, through our consciousness, through what is important to us, through what we're actually looking for. And so when we come to a beautiful retreat like this, Krishna is ready to speak to each one of us. Krishna is ready to answer your questions. Krishna is ready to allay your doubts. Krishna is ready to help you to solve your dilemmas. Krishna is very, very present, but we have to hear not just with the ears, but with the heart, and really seek Krishna's words. So through this wonderful Sangha and this wonderful opportunity to hear from the Vaishnavas, I hope that all of us will go away hearing Krishna's message for us on this journey that we're on. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Very, very well spoken. Hare Krishna. I think we have already two messages come with a good canvas so that the paint can work its miracle, and here with the proper intention. After all, Krishna is most important, no? I have also something small. Thank you, yes. Yeah, the glasses.
Here are the glasses.
Oh, I think you see everything. I wrote this. Why do you keep so much distance? Have you perhaps also become bitter and filed 1,000 complicated complaints against Krishna and God? Think one more time. Isn't the whole point of this long and deceptive dream to finally wake up and then sing and dance like you have never done before? Hare Krishna. So, trying to write something. I want to request Gaur Hari to please address all of us, you know, what is important, and have a wonderful retreat, really a wonderful. I have no doubt that this will be groundbreaking. Hare Krishna.